Neurological update, Angela Key, 14535, 12213, copy to Craig Pauling, DFAX 972-498-8676. Please use the number for full detail. Her fibromyalgia is doing well, however, her chronic daily headaches have continued to worsen despite best optimal migraine therapy, including medicines, Botox, and interventions. Each month they get worse, last averaging anywhere between 7 to 8 severe per month and 6 to 8 mild to moderate. They've been unresponsive to all migraine preventatives. In fact, currently we're going to taper her Topamax over a month and then later taper her Neuron. Apparently, we did an MRI of the head, which was unremarkable except the mild ethmoidal mucosal thickening. She's seen Dr. Dansby in the past, and she's undergone 3 sinus surgeries in 2002, 2005, 2006 with no long-term improvement. Her MRI of the cervical spine was done but not interpretable because of movement, so we will repeat it, and we'll also do a lumbar puncture to rule out benign intracranial hypertension, since recently she's had some blurred vision and tunnel vision. She also did not respond to Indocin, 25 milligrams TID for 5 to 6 weeks. New paragraph, her blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse 72, respirations 14, chest clear, heart rate rhythm without murmur, neck supple, 4 inch of motion, no oxypulmonology, no cryodynia, no dystonia, no adenopathy, no meningismus, the rest of her neurological exam is normal. Impression, fibromyalgia, well-controlled, number 2, chronic daily headache, semicolon, worsening plan, LP, MRI of the cervical spine, taper Topamax, if no improvement, I'll have her see Dr. Brian Soren for further evaluation.